a nice quiet walk through the trees. Yes. The fact that the trees sometimes move and are covered in lethal thorns is neither here nor there. And as for the things that swing through their branches... Come on, come on. I've pressed the button. Don't leave me standing here. The food will go cold. Thank you. Breakfast. Coming through to your side. Grab it while it's still utterly lukewarm. Oh, at least you have a view. It actually looks quite nice from in here. You're a fish in a bowl, looking out on a hostile world. Alpha?
Oh, sorry, I was miles away.
If only we both were.
Perhaps.
Don't tell me you enjoy being locked up. I'd escape tomorrow if it wasn't for the... Well, you know.
The electric fence, the lethal jungle, the poisonous plants, the vicious animals, the towering perimeter walls.
Well, yes.
Not to mention this thing. High intensity force field. A cell within a cell. You know, something tells me they don't want us to escape.
It's hard to imagine a more secure prison.
I wonder what we've done to deserve it.
Who says we have?
People don't get locked up without a reason. That's what I was just thinking about.
I've given up trying to guess. The enemy hate us or fear us. One or the other, isn't it?
The enemy, yes. It would be nice to know who they are, too.
It would be nice to know anything.
Possibly.
You don't want your memory back?
That's hard to say. You're assuming that whoever we are, whatever we've done, we were in the right. That the enemy are just that, villains that have locked us up unfairly, that we are the heroes in this little drama. Bit egotistical, don't you think?
I don't think I deserve to be treated like this. I don't think any of us do.
But how would you know? With no memories, no idea who we really are. Perhaps we do deserve it. Have you considered that?
I'd rather not.
Yes. And my cell. What marked me out for special treatment? Why am I not in the camp with the rest of you?
Like you said, we can't know. Not unless our memories come back.
So I look at these thick glass walls, the jungle out there, the creatures that roam through it. The layer after layer of things to keep me confined, and I wonder. I must have been the most evil man in the universe.
You can't know that.
No, and all things considered, that's a bit of a relief, isn't it? There is one thing I would like to know there. What they put in this.
Transmatted out before he even managed a mouthful. What a waste of food. Perhaps it's best to be interrogated on an empty stomach. Oh, come on. Door! Let me out! Thank you!
About to have breakfast.
The prisoner will report for interrogation. Move, move.
All right. Yes. Now I remember.
Thank you. Attention. Attention. Electrical charge will be activated to gate in 3, 2, 1. Secure corridor through jungle defense zone now electrified. Any attempt to access it will result in death.
Oh. All to keep the most evil man in the universe locked away.
Morning, Kappa Zeta. Pleasant stroll in the Death Garden.
Oh, beautiful as always, Tau Delta. How are the legs? They sound...
awful. Oh. That's what they sound. Utterly awful. It's the humidity, I think. Jamming them up. It takes me half an hour in the morning just to get them moving again. Maybe these mosquitoes have started drinking the lubricant as well as my blood. Still, it could be worse. I could be whatever that was.
Hate to think. Big, horrible, hungry.
And stupid enough to run into an electric fence.
Power failure in jungle perimeter fence. Location and cause. Discharge of power from internal contact. Reboot power. Rebooting.
How's Alpha?
Oh, overthinking things as usual. He's got it into his head that maybe we deserve to be locked up.
Really? What's his reasoning?
As we don't remember who we are, there's no way of knowing whether we're bad people or not.
There's certainly no knowing as far as he's concerned.
Good morning, Pygamma.
Pygamma, I ask you.
I don't know your real name.
Neither does she.
Well, I know it's not Pygamma. Personal memory damper focused to an individual sense of self. You retain functional knowledge, but nothing that could tell you who you are.
Weird.
Perfectly commonplace technology.
What? I'm misfiring! Implant failing!
Pygamma, help me!
What's the point? It's more implant than flesh. All of it on its last legs. Lucky for him. He got away out of this place. Metal feet first.
That's a horrible thing to say.
It's the truth.
There must be a way of helping him.
Beat his chest.
Really?
Really. If it's just a misfire, you'll kickstart the implant. Just don't expect him to thank you. Were it me, I'd rather die.
I'll remember that. Ooh. Tell Delta.
Working. You did it. Thank you.
Not at all. And don't expect him to thank you.
I stand corrected.
Oh. Come on, Tell Delta. Let's get you back on your feet.
Thanks. I was lucky you were there.
Rather than just Pygamma. Yeah. I think you are.
Don't be too hard on her. She doesn't mean anything by it. She's really suffering here, you know. She gets headaches. Has a lot of trouble sleeping. I caught her shouting and screaming at herself the other day.
Saying what?
I don't know. It was very confusing. It was as if she was angry at the things she was saying, bossing herself around.
Makes a change from bossing everyone else around.
Well, perhaps she used to be someone in authority.
Her? She looks like someone's gran.
Grandmothers. Very bossy things. Probably. I can't remember mine.
Well, whatever she was, now she's just a prisoner, like the rest of us.
Makes you think, though, doesn't it? Certain learned behaviours stick. She's used to pushing others around.
And I'm used to telling people where they can stick their bullying attitude. And what did you used to be, do you think?
Oh, who knows? Walking wounded. Pygamma was right about that, sure enough. I'm a rough assemblage of limbs and organs hanging by a thread.
Well, that thread won't be cut as long as I can help it. Tau Delta is fine now, should you care?
My dear, you can't even rage properly. If you're angry with me because you think I was cruel, just say so.
I'm angry with you. Oh,
There, much simpler and quicker. Oh, how tedious these mosquitoes are.
What are you doing?
Building a fire.
Why? It's hot and we have nothing to cook on it.
Because I can't stand not doing anything. I'd knit, but someone lacked the foresight to sprinkle wool round the place.
I bet the enemy puts it out, if you even manage to get it lit.
How would they know? There's limited technology here, remember? They can't see us. They don't need to. They know we're not going anywhere. Got the frightful thing. How would they know? There's limited technology here, remember? They can't see us. They don't need to. They know we're not going anywhere.
Camelotron destroyed! Redirect alternative drone!
Of course, if they don't put it out, I'll feel I've won a pointless victory. Petty, I know, but today will be one of the better days.
If it makes you happy.
Oh, nothing does that. How was Alpha?
Oh, questioning everything, as always. Why do you have such a chip on your shoulder about him?
Do talk properly, my dear. I have no idea what that means.
He's a prisoner, just like us. Why don't you like him?
I don't trust him.
Why not?
Instinct. Someone tells me we used to know one another and we didn't get on.
Someone? Don't you mean something, or... Or are you getting voices in your head?
And what do you mean by that?
It was a joke.
Oh, forgive me, my dear. I'm not myself today. Headache.
Oh.
Anyway, just look at him in there. He thinks he's special, sitting in his glass dome, room to himself.
Hardly his fault. It's where they put him.
Or so we're supposed to believe.
It's a bit over the top as a ploy, don't you think? A jungle filled with lethal creatures, an electric fence with only one safe path, a safe path that's accessible for a limited time morning and night before the gates also electrified. To assume that's just a ruse isn't just idiotic, it's ludicrously paranoid.
Perhaps that's who I am, an excessively paranoid old lady. Or someone with exceptionally good instincts.
They took him for interrogation while I was there. They'd hardly do that if he was on their side.
Interrogation? How would we know? He could just be taking a break out there, wherever there is. For all we know, he's having a lovely time.
Lovely time, I doubt that. I think he's exactly what he appears to be.
And what do you base that assumption on?
The pig-headed belief that I'm a better judge of character than you are. Besides, if he was one of them, just pretending to be a prisoner, you'd put him here with the rest of us, not hidden away in the Death Garden.
Ridiculous theatrical name.
Seems apt to me. It's lethal.
Not if you stick to the safe route.
Fine. The potentially lethal garden if you stray off the path. Better.
I admit it's not quite so memorable.
That'll work, will it?
It's simply a matter of creating enough friction to create a spark.
I understand the science. I'd just be surprised if you could build up enough friction without using some form of bow to regulate and increase the spinning.
Do you want to do it?
Not even slightly. How long has it been since your last interrogation?
4 days. I suspect they realise they're not going to get anything out of me.
How would you know? You don't remember your interrogations, do you?
Of course not.
Maybe they turn the memory dampeners off and reset them.
Maybe.
And we know them then.
What?
It just occurred to me. During interrogation, we know who the enemy is.
Thank you.
Daleks.
Much good it does us.
I just have a weird feeling about it, that the minute I see them...
You remember?
Yes! You feel that too?
You! How could I ever forget you? Now you mention it, yes. Either it's because the memory dampener is turned off on Transmat, or...
Or...
The mere sight of the enemy is enough to shock our brain into remembering.
Oh, there! You've got an ember!
I never doubted I would.
I transmitted it away.
You were right. They wouldn't allow it.
I'm sorry. I suppose today isn't one of the good days after all.
I wonder... It might be at that.
Hello, Kappa Zeta. Everything all right?
Oh, all right would be overstating it, but... Yes, another day done.
It becomes impossible to tell them apart, doesn't it?
I keep track. I make tiny marks on a piece of bamboo, just so I know.
How many marks is it so far?
I'm on my third piece of bamboo.
Ah, oh, so many wasted days. What's Pi Gamma doing?
Oh, she's in a strange mood. She tried to build a fire today and they put it out.
A fire? She doesn't strike me as the outdoor adventurer type.
It was something to keep her occupied, apparently. They transmatted it away as soon as she got it lit.
Oh, so she's in a sour mood.
Quite the opposite, actually. It seemed to please her.
Saw me, didn't you? Knew instantly. Clever. Clever? Hardly. No, shut up. I won't stand for it. Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to keep them quiet. I know that in here it wouldn't be good if... Well, they thought we were mad. No. I won't allow it. That's better. A little late for bloodsuckers.
Father Camera drone rendered inoperative. Report on prisoner's movements. Prisoner walking the perimeter of the security plantation. Prisoners present low risk. Ignore.
I am the Sky. Very clever, but also stupid. No technology, nothing for prisoners to use. Don't underestimate me, my dears.
Goes off, but my legs aren't listening.
Can I help?
Not unless you're registered to work on hydraulic prosthetics. They'll behave themselves soon. They just freeze up from lying still all night.
Just stay there. I'll bring you some food.
Oh, very kind, but I can't face it just yet. C2 Alpha, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. How could I possibly summon up enthusiasm for that slop anyway?
Good point.
Morning. Hopefully I'll have time to eat breakfast today.
You never know. There you go.
You got time for a chat?
Oh, well, obviously my schedule is full as always.
It does drag a little, doesn't it? If it wasn't for all the lovely interrogation breaks, it would get hard to tell one day from the next.
Are you all right?
I suspect our captors became rather impatient with me yesterday. They left me tender.
They beat you?
I don't think so. They didn't leave any marks, Probably some sort of subcutaneous nerve ray. None of the agony, none of the bruising.
That's what you know.
Sorry?
A conversation from yesterday. We were discussing the memory dampeners and how we can't remember who we are, but certain knowledge comes naturally to us, such as you don't know your name, but you can guess what machine our captors use to hurt you.
Oh, yes, I see. So either I was an interrogator or...
someone used to being interrogated.
I do hope it's the latter. I instinctively dislike torturers. It would be such a shame if I turned out to be one. And what is it that you know?
I'm not sure. I use words that confuse people.
Well, that just means you come from a different set of cultural norms. Window dressing is not who you are.
No, I can see the practical application in things.
An engineer, perhaps.
Perhaps. I'm certainly someone who likes to solve things. Everything I look at, everyone, in fact, I find myself deconstructing and analysing.
The builder and the breaker, the frequently broken, we make a viable pair. Your fellow inmates, who are they?
There's Pygamma. She's, well, she looks like a little old lady, really. If she wasn't stuck in her uniform, you'd expect her to be wearing tweed. But there's more to her. She's hard, likes to control others, thinks she's above everyone else.
Arrogance?
No, it's automatic.
Royalty? Wealthy? Some sort of privilege?
Possibly. Or maybe she has a lot of unruly grandchildren she's used to putting in their place. A school teacher. I suppose she could be a ranking soldier.
I don't think I like soldiers. Oh, interesting. I wonder where that thought came from.
Your natural anti-establishment tendencies.
Quite possibly. Anti-establishment with a working knowledge of being on the wrong end of an interrogation. We start to paint a picture, don't we?
And you get the high security cell, or glass walls and limited contact.
Yes, other than you, the only things I see are the creatures that roam the jungle. They don't have your conversation. And now I don't even get that. Good luck, Kappa Zeta.
Oh no. You.
Step away from the transmat platform!
Daleks. How could I ever forget the Daleks?
You will report for interrogation.
The Doctor. Alpha is the Doctor. Oh, I'm not sure if knowing that would make him feel better or worse.
Move!
Morning, dear.
You're cheerful. Why does that worry me?
Don't be such a silly fusspot. Come for a walk.
Legs are playing up a bit, to be honest.
You'll manage.
Yeah, well, maybe giving them a workout wouldn't be such a bad idea. So... why the sudden desire for a constitutional?
I need your eye.
That was quick. You all right?
Yeah, I just think so. Just a bit sick from the transmat. Oh, so annoying!
Being interrogated, I suppose that's one word for it.
No, the fact that... only seconds ago, I knew who I was, who the enemy are, why we're here.
Oh, yes, that.
You seem so calm about it. Pygamma thinks she might be a collaborator, or perhaps a plant.
Does she? How interesting.
That's all you have to say. How interesting.
Well, either you believe her or you don't. My denying it would hardly make a difference.
But you do deny it.
Perhaps it would be more useful to point out how useless I'd be stuck in here. It's not as if I get to see anyone but you.
True.
So what would be the point of me?
There isn't one.
Therefore?
Oh, I didn't think you were an agent, not really. I think Pygamma is paranoid.
Given our circumstances, you could hardly blame her.
I suppose not. I just hope she doesn't cause trouble.
What trouble could she possibly cause?
When you said you wanted my eye for something, it didn't occur to me you were being literal.
Well, these camera drones are small. I needed something to look through that would magnify the workings. You can have it back when I'm finished.
I just hope it still works.
I've only removed the docking port so I can look through it easily. I wasn't about to dig out my own eye and try and transplant it. I'll put it back when I've finished.
And what is it you're doing?
Well, these camera drones are simple enough.
If I had something to work with, I might be able to... Oh, can you strip one of the wires from your leg joints?
You want to break my knees as well now?
I need something fine to work with. A piece of wire would be perfect. Surely you can lose one connection. Aren't there backups?
And backups of backups still. Fine. Hang on a minute. If the enemy are watching us all the time, though, won't they see us doing this?
Well, that's why I asked you to listen out for mosquitoes. There aren't any cameras here at the moment, but if that changes, do pipe up.
Well, my ears are probably the best bit of me. The whine of this fence is infuriatingly loud. The implants are amazing.
Certainly better than this eye, then. The visual feed keeps cutting out.
Yeah, sorry about that. There's a bad connection somewhere. It happens every 30 seconds or so. I just treat it as an extra blink. Here you go. Wire.
Most kind.
Well, I haven't broken anything, which is a relief. You still haven't told me what you're trying to do.
Escape, my dear. What else?
A fire?
Transmitted away instantly.
That is interesting.
Is it? I can't see why. Pygamma was excited by it too.
And she's astute. Good for her. The entire prison is technologically limited, yes? Gun posts on the perimeter walls, the electric fence, the force field generator in here. Otherwise, purely biological defenses, the plant life and the animals.
Because the prisoners could turn technology into weapons.
And there are no signal devices because...
Or we could use them to send a message.
Which is why you have to press that door button when you're ready to leave. A doorbell. Nothing we could use. But if there were no electronic signal devices, no cameras...
How did they know the fire was there?
It could be heat sensors, but they would have to be amazingly sensitive. So the more likely conclusion is...
The enemy lied. There are cameras.
Exactly. And Pi Gamma has clearly realised that. I imagine she's putting that knowledge to good use.
Oh, hang on. Should you have just said that out loud? Surely if there are cameras...
Not in here. Not with that force field in operation. It's extremely dense. You could crash a spaceship into it. It wouldn't ruffle my hair. Problem is, it also causes massive signal interference.
So a camera wouldn't work?
Nope. They shouldn't be so paranoid about me. A weaker force field would have done the job and then they could have listened to every word.
Stupid enemy!
Not necessarily stupid. Just single-minded and inclined to overthink problems. Which tells us something about them, I suppose.
Something else about you, too.
Really?
Not only are you familiar with the mechanics of torture, but prisons, too.
I suppose the two rather go hand in hand. What a life I must have led, eh?
Mosquito coming!
Finished. Try to look casual, dear. Don't want to give the game away.
My eye!
No time. It's in my pocket with the rest. Just keep it closed. No, I hardly think so. Lambda Epsilon is always making stories up.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely. If she really did have an escape plan, she would have used it by now, wouldn't she? That's how she makes things up, to try and impress us, that's what I think.
I'm sure you're right.
Of course I am. Now let's talk about something else. How are your legs today?
Oh, not too bad. Took ages to get started again, of course, but they've loosened up a bit now. That's all they ever need. A bit of movement to get the joints going again.
Locate prisoner Lambda Epsilon. Locating. Reroute camera drones to her location.
It's gone away.
Of course it has. Off to check on Lambda Epsilon, I expect.
I hope you haven't got her in trouble.
Bit of close scrutiny. Maybe an interrogation. She'll survive.
I hope so. Can I have my eye back now?
Here you go, stupid catch!
Don't just throw... What did you do that for? It'll be covered in dirt now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
No need to call me stupid either.
Isn't there? Shut up!
What's wrong with you? Stupid leg. I bet it's that why you had me screeching.
Defense! Be careful of the fence!
You need all the help you can get. Now listen, I have an idea.
Report! Temporary power failure on jungle fence. Cause, location. External perimeter, cause unknown. Camera drones redirected. Reboot power supply to fence. Rebooting.
This is wrong. Just do as you're told and we'll all get out of here. The fence will have shorted. Grab his body and get through to the other side. His body? I can't carry that. You might be surprised what you can do if you will try. Please do it. I know what Four's thinking and it might just work. It's all right. Let's six drive. Off we go.
Time to camera drone arrival. 20 rails. Time to fence power reboot. 10 rails.
Oh, hi. This is... Hello, little pretty. Just a few seconds. Take the power off for just a few more. That was far too close, Six. Shut up. Made it, didn't I? Come on, Tau Delta. We're going for a stroll in the Death Garden.
Camera drones in position. Area is secure. Cause of fence malfunction? Unknown. Theory, it was one of the mutant creatures within the jungle. Agreed. Resume standard security monitoring.
Get on with it, Six. If there's one place they definitely won't bother to put cameras, it's here. Oh. Let me get my breath back. She's so old and out of practice. But we'll soon get back into the swing of it. Can I cut him open now? Carefully. It's the parts we want. We're not here for you to enjoy yourself.
I need to head back to the camp. The time lock will trigger on the exit gate soon.
Take it from one who knows, being stuck here is no fun.
Waiting. Goodbye, Alpha. I'll see you this evening.
I hope so, Capazita. I do hope so.
Attention.
Wait.
Attention.
Is he there?
Electrical charge will be activated.
Just a second.
Gate. 3, 2, 1. Secure corridor through jungle defense zone now electrified. Any attempt to access it will result in death.
Oh, that was cutting it rather fine.
Look at it. Was there any part of him that worked on its own? Hearing and ocular implants, electronic heart, mechanically inflated lungs. Well, we can certainly do something with all...
Oh, I don't like it. There's something out there.
Shush, Three. Ridiculous legs are useful.
Hey, Lambda Epsilon, have you seen Pi Gamma or Tau Delta anyway?
No, I haven't. But I've just been transmatted back from an interrogation session, so ask someone else.
Oh, sorry. Hope it wasn't too bad.
How would I know?
Oh, actually, they're probably in interrogation.
It's worth asking round. Oi! Iota Beta!
Honestly, leave it. It's fine. Wasn't important anyway.
Suit yourself.
Come on, turn the power off. It's visiting time.
Attention. Designated time window for secure corridor access commencing. Electrical charge will be deactivated to gate in 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Finally. Doesn't make sense. Interrogation's one thing, but all day, both of them. Wherever they are, I hope they're in better shape than whatever that was.
Try and sneak up on me! Me! Calm down and throw it at the fence.
Report! Power failure in electric fence within the jungle enclosure.
The internal fence?
Yes. Reboot power.
Huh? The fence with the power down.
Look at her run. We need her, idiot. Get after her.
Oh, either open the door or get the power back on. I don't mind which. Quickly!
How nice. Two visitors for a change.
What are you doing here?
Getting out. Help me block the door. I need it to stay open.
Why?
Just do it. Take this.
Oh. Tau Delta's leg. This is Tau Delta's leg.
Do it! Perfect. Yeah, that'll hold.
Where's Tau Delta?
Dead. It was funny.
What?
I'm sorry. So sorry. Really, I don't know what's happening to me. So many voices, so many personalities. I was lost. Completely lost.
Oh, interesting. That rings a bell for some reason.
She's having some kind of breakdown and all you can say is that rings a bell.
I'm sorry, but it does. Anyway, whatever's wrong with your friend there, I imagine it's the least of her problems now. Her presence would have been registered when she came in. I'm afraid she's a brief transmat ride away from a lot of discomfort.
Transmat? Nobody's getting transmatted. Not now.
Report! Transmat network is offline! Explain! Cause unknown! Thermal sensors register a third life form in the doctor's cell! This is unacceptable! The transmat network must be restored immediately!
You've taken the transmat network offline. How?
I think this is broadcasting a disruption signal. Nobody in, nobody out.
You think?
It's all very confusing. confusing, as if I were trapped in someone else's head.
And how did you get the parts to build that?
I imagine she cannibalized Tau Delta for them.
And several monitoring devices I got my hands on, yes. You expect me to apologize, Horrock? I didn't kill him, but I wasn't going to let his body go to waste. There. Just then. That wasn't me speaking.
And what do you plan on doing now?
You'll see.
More homemade gadgets? I've been busy.
This is Prisoner Pi Gamma with a message to our captors. You will deactivate perimeter security and allow me to leave. If not...
Oh dear, I can see where this is going.
I will kill your special prisoner. I repeat, Alpha dies unless you release me. You have 1 hour to decide.
Prepare an attack squad, but Daleks do not listen to the demands of their prisoners. Agreed. The Transmat network must be brought online immediately.
Alert! Alert! Dalek task force to Transmat Bay!
We obey!
You can't kill him.
No, I don't want to kill anyone. Honestly, it's like someone else keeps speaking through me.
Hush! Let the grown-ups talk.
I couldn't care less about killing you either, if you must know, but it's logical. You're either one of them...
Which I'm clearly not. You're not an idiot. Mentally unstable, yes, but not an idiot, so don't say idiotic things.
Or you're their number one prisoner. They won't lose you for the sake of me.
You have no idea who you're dealing with. None of us do. How can you possibly predict their response?
I know they're not stupid.
No, you know they're thorough. Obsessive even, but you can't know how they actually think.
Oh, we can hazard a few guesses. Firstly, they're obviously frightened of us.
Frightened?
Of course they are. A prison designed to offer us as little in the way of weaponry as possible. Our memories, though. That's the real giveaway. They don't want us to know who we are.
Because if we did...
We'd know we could beat them.
Because we have before.
If they were that scared of us, why not just kill us? Why keep us locked up?
Let the original Pi Gamma take control, and I'll tell you.
You'll talk to us, or I'll tear you into little pieces.
No, you won't, because you can't get near me. Now let us speak.
What's happening to me?
I've no idea, but I think I like you most. To answer your other self's question.
The enemy must think we have knowledge that makes keeping us alive worthwhile.
I bet the minute anyone breaks under interrogation, they're exterminated. Now that's funny, why did that word spring to mind?
So they'll stage an attack?
I'd be surprised if they're not storming the prison already.
Not without the transmat. I remember what the other me was doing. They plotted the signal to get an idea of their location. They're not on the planet. At a guess, I'd say they were in a base orbiting it. That is a guess, though. The signal was off-world, but close.
So they'll have to fix the transmit or make planetfall the old-fashioned way.
Which would give us time.
To do what? We've already covered the fact that there's nothing here we can realistically use as a weapon.
Oh, there's one thing. Our intelligence.
Report on status of Transmat Network. Network still offline. Unacceptable. An orbital strike on the location of the disruption signal is possible. Also unacceptable. Such an attack risks fatal injury to the Doctor. This contravenes the orders of the Time Strategist. A squad could be deployed from our location. Time to planetfall should be 2,000 rels. This is within the time frame of the prisoner's threat. Instructs task force to prepare for planetfall.
Show me that thing you built to block the transmat. Yes, very good. Very good indeed. You're not bad. Show me what else you've got. Spread it all out on the floor.
Delta. He was a nice man.
I didn't kill him, I promise. It really was an accident.
Yes. I'm going to need you to adapt the thing you've built to block the transmat. Now listen.
Transmat network back online! send in attack squad. I obey. Attack squad, prepare for immediate transmat. Surround the doctor's cell. Locate the insurgents and destroy.
Locate and destroy. Locate and destroy. Locate and destroy. Locate and destroy.
In position outside the main entrance to the doctor's cell.
Northern approach secure. Western approach secure. Eastern approach secure.
Prisoner designated Alpha will be released unharmed immediately. Release the prisoner or you will be exterminated. All Daleks advance. Report! All Daleks have advanced on the secure cell!
Attack squad to base. Secure cell is empty.
Explain!
I'm afraid that's my fault. We've popped in to say hello.
And help ourselves to some Dalek weaponry, like you see.
Oh, the other you is back, is it?
We're all here, Doctor. Oh, is that a portable transmat decoder? I'd love one of those.
We need to find a way of getting your neural inhibitor back online. I need you under control. I can't do everything around here.
Oh, you're managing well enough so far. That trick with the gadget was pure genius.
Oh, as they transmatted in, we transmatted out. It's hardly complicated.
Hardly complicated? Piggybacking on their transmat signal and beaming us directly to their monitoring station using spare parts?
Well, I thought it was clever.
Thank you, Bliss. There's a minimum complement on board. We're in orbit over the prison planet, Sangre, apparently. Never heard of it.
Uninhabited, until the Daleks took it over.
Uninhabited bar our planet prisoners.
Less chat, more running. We only have a matter of minutes before the Daleks realize we're on board and transmit the attack squad back up here. Come on.
To monitoring room, awaiting orders.
Here I am, new order.
I let Six out on purpose then. I think I'm controlling them again now.
I hope so. Can you do it, Doctor?
Of course I can. Just need to bypass the platform, set up a broad range sweep.
Prisoners have infiltrated the transmat barrier.
12 by me time.
Dear, I'm fully aware of the situation.
If you could get a move on, young man. There are rather a lot of them.
You concentrate on what you do best, I do the same. Got it.
Well?
Done it! The biological filter worked. All Daleks have been transmatted from the base to the planet, and all humanoid life signs have been beamed from the planet to the base.
Oh, that's very neat.
Get down!
That was not one of the prisoners.
Well, I had to set a fairly wide brief for what the transmat should consider a humanoid. I didn't want to leave anyone behind.
Where are they all?
Dispersed through the base. They'll have appeared wherever the Daleks they were swapping with were located.
Okay, then we should go and round everyone up. Accounted for?
Excellent. And thankfully I've managed to crack the security codes on a ship large enough to accommodate us all. I suggest we get moving as quickly as possible. The Daleks on the surface will have contacted reinforcements.
The 12 is contacting Gallifrey. Help is on the way.
Good. Probably.
Probably.
Time Lords.
True. So, how do you feel?
Tired.
I mean, now your memory's returned. It must be a relief. See? You're not the most evil man in the universe after all.
Time will tell, Bliss. Time will tell.
Sangre. Got it? That's where I am. Try and get a shuffle on before they send reinforcements. Oh, our mutual friends here too, of course. The Daleks were digging for something.
I know, of course, I know. They won't find out. Quiet, you old fool. Don't want them to burn out our minds. Do pipe down. I'm talking to the Major. They almost found it. We can't let them have it. Water, water everywhere, and not a drop to think on. Oh, don't. Please don't. Urashima. Can't let anyone know.
Quiet, please. I can't hear myself think.
Oh, do excuse me. How embarrassing.
My neural inhibitor seems to be malfunctioning. I don't suppose you could take a look?
Well, Major Tamasan, what do you make of it?
The Dalek interrogations may have dislodged something, a memory block. It could be significant.
That's my impression too.
It's difficult to say whether she's withholding information deliberately or simply doesn't know what she has.
That's the trouble making deals with renegades. They renege. I suspected she had something hidden away, down among the madmen.
I ran a matrix trace on all of the 12's previous TARDIS travels as far back as the records allow.
And?
There is a planet, Uzmal. We've tied it into her movements and it could be the key. I suggest we send her back under close supervision.
Yes. Involving the Doctor would be useful. They have a history. But would he agree?
And technically, it's nowhere near the Time War front lines. Judging by recent activities, it is the kind of thing he's been doing.
We have his TARDIS impounded?
Yes, and he's quite attached to this human, Bliss. Her biodata is interesting too. Repeated interaction with temporal anomalies.
Leading another lamb to the slaughter, Doctor.
Pardon, Cardinal?
Draw up a plan, Major. I should explain the situation. The Doctor never could resist a mission of mercy.